Welcome to Blazing Language. I'm Ken Nesbitt. Have you ever spent years studying grammar rules only to freeze up when trying to have a real conversation? It's a frustratingly common experience, but there is a better way. Today, we're exploring the fascinating science of how our brains actually acquire new languages. We'll discover a natural, low-pressure approach that unlocks fluent speaking without the boring memorization. Ready to transform how you learn? Let's dive in. Have you ever spent months memorizing grammar rules and vocabulary lists, only to find yourself completely frozen when someone actually speaks to you in your target language? You're definitely not alone. Most of us grew up with a traditional, school-based approach to learning languages that focused heavily on memorization, tests, and rigid structures. Yet, so many adults finish these programs feeling unable to hold a simple conversation. It raises a fundamental question. Is there a better, more natural way to learn? To find the answer, we have to look at how our brains actually process and store new languages, and explore why comprehensible input works so beautifully for adult learners. To understand this concept, it helps to look at how we acquired our first language. As infants and young children, we didn't study grammar charts or take spelling quizzes. We simply listened. We listened to our parents, our siblings, and the world around us. Over time, we started matching the sounds we heard with the actions and objects we saw. We were getting constant, meaningful input. In the 1970s and 80s, a linguist named Stephen Krashen formalized this idea into what's now known as the input hypothesis. He argued that we acquire language in only one way: when we understand messages. This is the essence of comprehensible input. It refers to written or spoken language that's just slightly above your current level, but still highly understandable because of the context, visual clues, or prior knowledge you bring to the table. Think of it as the sweet spot of language learning. If you listen to a podcast where you only understand 10% of the words, your brain quickly gets tired and tunes out. It feels like static. On the other hand, if you understand 90% of what's being said, your brain can easily guess the meaning of the remaining 10% based on the context. You don't need to stop and look up every unfamiliar word. Your brain naturally absorbs the new vocabulary and grammar patterns without any conscious effort. This process highlights a crucial distinction in linguistics between language learning and language acquisition. Learning is a conscious, intellectual exercise. It's what we do when we memorize conjugation tables or study grammar rules. Acquisition, on the other hand, is a subconscious process. It happens naturally when we're focused on the message rather than the mechanics of the language. When you acquire a language, it becomes part of your intuitive understanding. You don't have to translate sentences in your head before speaking. The words just flow. For adults, focusing on acquisition through listening is incredibly freeing. It takes the pressure off. You don't need to perform or worry about making mistakes. Your only job is to relax, listen, and understand. This makes listening practice one of the most powerful and accessible habits you can build. You can easily integrate it into your daily routine, whether you're washing the dishes, going for a walk, or commuting to work. By turning listening into a daily habit, you're giving your brain the consistent exposure it needs to map out the structure of the new language. You begin to notice the natural rhythm, the cadence, and the pronunciation of native speakers. This is something that a textbook can never truly replicate. Over time, those sounds become familiar, and your brain starts to recognize patterns automatically. But comprehensible input isn't just about linguistics, it's also about connection. It's hard to stay motivated when you're studying dry, clinical sentences in a workbook. We stay motivated when we're genuinely interested in what we're listening to. This is why connecting language learning to culture is so vital. When you listen to stories about history, daily life, food, and traditions, you're not just learning a language. You're experiencing a culture. This cultural immersion is at the heart of everything we do. In our Blazing Language podcasts, we focus on sharing engaging, culturally rich stories that are specifically designed for intermediate learners. By keeping the language accessible and the content deeply interesting, we help you build a sustainable daily habit that feels less like studying and more like a relaxing part of your day. When you shift your focus from memorizing rules to understanding messages, the entire experience of learning a language changes. It becomes a sustainable, low-pressure journey rather than a stressful chore. You begin to appreciate the subtle beauty of the language and the culture it represents. So, as you continue your language journey, try to let go of the pressure to be perfect. Seek out content that you enjoy and can easily understand. Spend time listening every day, even if it's just for 15 minutes. Trust that your brain is doing the quiet background work of piecing the language together. By focusing on comprehensible input, you're not just learning to speak. You're allowing the language to become a natural part of who you are.